What's up, everybody? Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guru, and welcome back to Fortitude First, daily Stoic lessons for endurance. Now, let's be honest, we all crave happiness, right? It's like that universal search bar setting. Happiness is what everyone seems to be looking for. But here's the thing, chasing happiness can sometimes feel like trying to catch a greased piglet. Elusive, frustrating, and maybe even a little ridiculous when you think about it. So today, we're diving into the fascinating world of happiness psychology. We'll uncover some real-world strategies that go beyond those cheesy self-help cliches and actually help us build a more fulfilling life. Ever felt like you're just spinning your wheels, chasing after fleeting moments of joy? You know that feeling when you finally get that promotion or hit that milestone. The initial euphoria is awesome. But then, what happens? Life throws another curveball, and you're back to square one. It's a cycle many of us find ourselves trapped in. Well, guess what? There's a better way. Understanding the psychology behind happiness isn't about finding some magical formula for constant bliss. Because let's be real, life throws us curveballs. It's about cultivating a deeper sense of contentment and resilience, even amidst the inevitable ups and downs. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this path. 1. Happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey. Think of it like hiking to a mountain peak. The view is amazing at the top, but the real beauty lies in the experience of the climb itself. Each step, each challenge, contributes to your overall growth and satisfaction. So focus on enjoying the process, savoring the little moments, and learning from every experience. 2. Embrace gratitude. This might sound cliche, but seriously, practicing gratitude is a game changer. It's like rewiring your brain to focus on the positive aspects of your life. Make it a habit to appreciate the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a good laugh with a friend, a sunny day. It shifts your perspective and makes even the mundane feel more meaningful. 3. Cultivate strong connections. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Invest time in building genuine relationships with friends, family, and your community. These bonds provide support, laughter, and a sense of belonging that enriches our lives immeasurably. Think about it. Who do you go to when you need a pep talk or a shoulder to cry on? It's often the people we feel truly connected to. 4. Find purpose beyond yourself. When we contribute to something bigger than ourselves, whether it's volunteering, pursuing a passion project, or simply helping a neighbor, we experience a sense of fulfillment that goes beyond personal gain. 5. Practice mindfulness. Our minds are constantly buzzing, thoughts racing, worries swirling, distractions popping up left and right. Mindfulness is about training your attention to be present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and connecting with your inner self. Now, let's take this a step further with a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You might be feeling anxious, overwhelmed, even a little bit scared. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, try applying these principles. First, remember that this presentation is just one moment in your journey. It's not defining your entire career. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas and the skills you've developed. Connect with a colleague who has experience presenting and ask for their support. Think about how your presentation can benefit your team or company, finding purpose beyond your own nervousness. And lastly, take a few deep breaths before going on stage, focusing on being present in that moment. See, it's not about eliminating the challenges, it's about approaching them with a more empowered mindset. So, remember, happiness isn't some elusive unicorn. It's a skill we can cultivate through conscious choices and practices. Embrace gratitude, nurture your connections, find purpose, practice mindfulness, and enjoy the journey. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to incorporate these principles into your life? Share it with me on social media, tag #FortitudeFirst, and let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, happiness is a choice, not a destination.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.